嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴的早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一期节目当中呢，我们来学习一段来自于摩登家庭第三季第十七集的英文台词。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
But if you acknowledge it, that brings the monster forth.
But if you acknowledge it, that brings the monster forth. 但是你如果承认了这件事，那就会让魔鬼出来。But if you acknowledge it, that brings the monster forth. But if you acknowledge it, that brings the monster forth.那么在这样一段关键句当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 but 和 if 出现在一起的话呢，我们可以有一个自然的连读，而且呢，此处我们说在美式发音当中呢，会有一个非常典型的 flat T 闪音，所以呢，在美式发音当中呢，这样的两个单词连读，我们呢可以非常自然的读成 but if but if， 而 if 和 you。我们这样的两个单词呢放在一起会有一个类似于连读的处理，那么你可以读成 if you if you acknowledge it， 这样的两个单词呢我们放在一起呢可以有一个自然的连读，那么你可以读成 acknowledge it acknowledge it。 再来看一下最后这样一处发音技巧，当 that 和 brings 我们出现在一起呢，就会有一个自然的失去爆破，那么你可以读成 that bringsThat brings.
It happened. Satan's trifecta. The day I most dreaded had fallen on the day I most loved.
They're gonna ruin trapezing. I bet they don't even catch me.
Why are you so afraid of them? They're reasonable. Why don't we just suggest they stay home considering they're all in their
Shh! The first rule of dealing with the cycle? You never mention the cycle. You tiptoe around it.The woman's actually taking great pains to hide the monster she's become. But if you acknowledge it, that brings the monster forth.
My God, there's three of them.
It's okay. I have a plan.
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这样一个短语 bring forth something 的用法。这样一个短语呢，可以理解成为 to present something to someone， 展示某个东西给某个人看，或者说呢，拿出某物。有的时候呢，根据不同的上下文，也可以理解成为介绍、造成、引起这样的意思。比如说下面呢，我们来看一下这样的几个例子。第一个 ,Bring forth those documents. I want to review them personally. 把那些文件拿出来，我想亲自审阅一下。Bring forth those documents. I want to review them personally. 再比如说呢，看第二个例子。Bring the roast turkey forth. 或者呢 bring forth the roast turkey. 把烤火鸡端上来。Bring the roast turkey forth. 或者呢 bring forth the roast turkey. 下面呢我们来看一下第三个例子。The trees bring forth fruit every year. 这些树每年都产果实。The trees bring forth fruit every year.下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。I may be new, but I can still bring forth any proposals I consider necessary. 我可能是新来的，但是我还是可以提出一些我觉得有必要的提议。I may be new, but I can still bring forth any proposals I consider necessary. 那么下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。Bring forth the best champagne for our hero.把最好的香槟给我们的英雄呈上来。Bring forth the best champagne for our hero. 那么在今天节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。Our speech brought forth enthusiastic applause. Our speech brought forth enthusiastic applause. 那么这样一句话你会如何去理解和翻译呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。本周的节目呢，我们就先分享到这里了。大家呢，五一假期之后再会啦。